and now to Democratic Senator Russell Feingold of Wisconsin. He asked some of the most pointed questions today and has been a sharp critic of the war from the outset. Senator Feingold, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Today, you called the war in Iraq a terrible diversion from the fight against al-Qaeda. And General Petraeus responded that, in fact, al-Qaeda Central sees the group al-Qaeda in Iraq as their central front. What did you make of his response?
Well, this idea that somehow putting almost all our resources and all our efforts into Iraq when al-Qaeda wasn't even present there at the time of the Iraq intervention is frankly one of the craziest ideas I've ever seen in foreign policy and military policy. This is a worldwide al-Qaeda threat. They are obviously based in the Pakistan-Afghanistan area. They are mounting attacks with their affiliates in places like Algeria and Southeast Asia. And the myopic view of Iraq as the be-all and end-all of this international effort and international struggle against those that attacked us 6 years ago today is just, frankly, almost a foolish policy.
I want to talk to you about another line of questioning. You asked General Petraeus when the number of U.S. troop deaths will decline. Let's take a listen.
I want the American people to know that in every single month this year, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, a significantly greater number of troops died than in the previous month in 2006, in every single month.
Okay, Senator, and let's just play the beginning of General Petraeus' response.
Senator, we are on the offensive, and when you go on the offensive, you have tough fighting.
Senator Feingold, isn't there a logic to that, that with more troops there, there will be more combat operations and you will have more casualties?
Well, what a sad response. I thought the American people thought we were on the offensive when we intervened in another country and took over another country. We've lost thousands of troops there. What were these troops doing there in the last few years, dying for America? They were not on the offensive? I think their families would be a little troubled to hear that.
Well, Senator, what would you want to see come out of Congress? What bill would you support?
I'd like the Feingold-Reid bill, which is my legislation that is the strongest legislation in the Senate that sets a clear deadline for the withdrawal of troops over the next few months. It allows exceptions to fight counterterrorism, to protect our facilities there, but it does make sure that the effort is made and the requirement is made that the troops are brought out, but no funding for the troops is taken away until the troops are safely withdrawn. This is the big myth that somehow we take night vision goggles and guns away from the troops. That kicks in when the troops are safely removed.
And when is that end point?
March 31st, 2008.
How many backers do you have for that bill?
Well, we had the first time we tried it, we had 30 votes, and we suspect we would get more when we attempt to bring it up next week.
You do hear this, though, that the Democratic leadership is moving toward the middle, toward the bipartisan compromise that Senator Alexander just talked about, and away from a position like yours, talking about a full withdrawal by March of 08.
I heard that last week, but I don't necessarily believe it anymore. I think that's old news. I think people are hearing this Petraeus testimony and realizing this is a sinkhole. This is a situation where there is no real plan other than to drop this in the lap of the next president. What I'm hearing from the very top of my caucus, as well as many other members and some Republicans, is people know this has to end. The deaths are mounting of Americans, and it doesn't make sense.
So you think the Democrats have the stomach to take on the White House, General Petraeus, and Ambassador Crocker in the message that they had these last 2 days?
Yes. There was trepidation, unfortunately, before they came through because of all the hype. But the reality was incredibly weak, the same old arguments. This surge didn't make sense. It was a move completely in the wrong direction. It has not brought the political kind of solutions that the whole surge was about. It doesn't make sense, and I think that has become quite obvious in the last couple of days. And I think it has strengthened the hand of those of us who, of course, for a very long time, have wanted us to begin to get these troops out, get the troops out of Iraq, and refocus our efforts around the world on those that attacked us 6 years ago today.
You only had, though, what, you said 30 votes before?
Well, that was 30 votes in the very first try. That's not an only. That's a strong number. We do need more, but I think there's reason to believe there will be more.
Well, Senator Feingold, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Democratic Senator Russell Feingold of Wisconsin.
And General Petraeus' testimony is just the latest assessment of the troop buildup in Iraq. You can compare the findings of the various reports at our website, npr.org.